This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Atlanta! Are you ready for some freaking football or what? My God, I'm done with this two-week vacation. It is Dukes and Bell, guys, on a Friday in paradise. Carl is off today, and again, as we get older, we spent some time yesterday talking about, you know, it's nothing, you know, serious, but he's just making sure everything's cool with his ticker. So he's off today, and you can reach out to him and talk to him on Put Him Up, See Dukes. But Big Abe is in. We start every hour of every show with a big hearty,
hey, man,
Abe Gordon, and Big O. And Day-Day will be working tonight doing the high school football scoreboard show. So it's a Three Musketeers of shenanigans. We got a ton of stuff ready for you today. If you missed Dave Archer, we're going to get into what he thinks is going to happen on Monday night. Mark Schlabaugh's got a great article about the oldest rivalry. And let's be honest, the best rivalry in college football, Georgia and Auburn. I mean, as far as in the South.
I don't want to fight that one.
Well, we'll talk later. I mean, because people say, well, Virginia, North Carolina is the oldest rivalry.
Right, well,
no one gives a flip
about
that.
Yeah, they don't care.
No, but I mean, Michigan, Ohio State, Miami, Florida State, Oklahoma, Texas, and this one is up there. When both teams are good. It's just Auburn hasn't lived up to their end of the bargain the last decade.
Maybe they will this year.
And this could be a change.
That's something we want, though. Yeah.
And that's why I'm a little nervous in the service about that for some dog fans. Schlabaugh is going to join us, keeping up with Coonan, see what Steve thinks about the Hawks preseason. And also, guys, one of our good buddies, Sal Capaccio. Oh! Old school guy from Western New York. He does the sideline for the Bills. We'll go behind enemy lines with him. And if you miss Kyle Pitts, we got that. So, big show. It's always a big show, but today's going to be extra big. So, Mr. Abe, how great was watching Philly take it in the shorts last night?
Which time?
Both times.
I watched it. Technically three if you count the Flyers. I know they're not really involved in this.
I can't say anything. Rangers look like crap first night. But no, Phillies, if you didn't see the end of that game, and again, I don't know how Braves fans feel. I know hardcore baseball fans will watch. I've lost a little bit of interest. I've become one of those regional fans that as much as I used to love the postseason, I don't dial it in like I used to once my team, in this case, the Braves, are out. But I did catch it. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the craziest brain farts I've ever seen, and especially for a walk-off in a Game 5.
Yeah,
game four.
In extra innings. And the Braves have had their thing with the Dodgers recently. I think we all understand that. I think everyone was pretty much rooting for the Dodgers last night. And so, look, however it had to happen, personally I was rooting for Freddie Freeman solo home run walk-off. I think most of us were. I enjoyed it. Like, I enjoyed the Mets collapse, and we all know the Braves didn't make it. I understand we don't have a ton to talk from that perspective, but I enjoyed that series by the Dodgers. I really did.
No, it's funny watching that game, and you're like, okay, there's two outs. You've got to know there's two outs. And Real Muto, if you didn't see it, Braves pitcher, it's a comeback. It's slowly hit. You know, it breaks the bat, sawed off the bat. And if you didn't see it, you got the catcher, Real Muto, going, first, go to first. And this young man,
total panic.
He just not only does he panic, he makes a terrible throw.
But even if the throw's good, it's late.
It's still not the play. The play is get the it's the third out. You got a runner. You're still going to turn. You're a pitcher. You'd throw it 95 miles an hour down the first base line.
It's just what it's in front of him. It's the vision, but it's total panic. Like, I don't know how else to say it. And it's funny. I was thinking about this, Mike, because, you know, And we all, if we don't have kids, maybe we have nieces or nephews, whatever. I went to my nephew's baseball game, T-ball or machine pitch, whatever,
right,
the other day. And I was joking with my dad, how many of these kids sit there before the play and think if the balls hit the same thing we all are taught from age 7 on?
Right.
If the balls hit to me, where am I going with it? What am I doing? And it's the simplest answer for this pitcher. If the balls hit to me, taking the easy throw to first. And right, it that didn't enter his mind.
Orion Kerkring is the pitcher, and it's up there now. Mitch Williams was always, you know, wild thing because he gave up the home run to the Blue Jays. This is just, you can accept that. Guy made his best pitch, home run was hit. This is one of those classic brain farts. So the Phillies get knocked out, and now their postseason record, they're about as, let's be honest, last now 11 and 12, now 13 games, there is well, the Braves did better, certainly in the last 13, than the Phillies have. The Phillies were loaded. You surprised, though? I mean, Schwarber, and he eventually got hot the other night. All the talent, all the pitching, clearly the two most, you could argue, loaded teams. Brewers may have something to say about that, but the two most loaded with talent teams in the NL, and the Phillies go home. And now they're saying, should Rob Thompson get the gate? Now, maybe not fair, but they're already discussing that up in Philly.
Well, and the other thing I've seen is, how do you avoid running it back? Right, how do you change it up? Because you're paying so many guys these high-priced dollars. You don't really have a ton of complaints about what they've done in the regular season, right? They won the division,
but
going
again,
away,
it, but it just,
it falls
always,
apart, right?
We always talk about here in Atlanta, and it's the great debate. I got it with Chipper was killing me last week about Bobby Cox's legacy or Snicker's legacy. You know, is yeah, and he was on the show. He just has selective amnesia. But as Billy Bean said, unless you win the last game of the season, nobody gives a blank.
But isn't that
And that's the way I would feel if I'm a Phillies fan or a Braves fan for that matter.
Well, and that's where it kind of duels up, right? Isn't that what we are going to talk about? Now, we're bringing in a new manager, so it's not completely running it back, although if Snicker was here. Like, we're sitting here in the offseason, we're saying, Anthopoulos, what are we going to do different next year, right? Maybe Ha-Seong Kim is your shortstop, and that's different. I don't know what's going on with Ozzie Albies. Maybe that's a little bit different. But aren't we sitting here and be like, all right, like, we got these guys who are going to come back in the rotation. Are we just going to run it back and hope they stay healthy this year?
Right.
I think the Phillies are asking themselves the same question. We're paying all this money to all these dudes. It didn't work. First round exit. Are we just going to run it back? What are we going to try and do differently? I don't know if there's an answer either here or there.
We'll talk more about what happened last night. Also, the NL continues with the again, what a series that is with the Cubbies and the Brewers. But Detroit and Seattle taking it to Game 5. But last night, if you watched as I did on Amazon, the Eagles, I thought, and I didn't bet it. We spent a lot of time yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour saying, should you jump on the Eagles? Doesn't it feel like this is the game they get right? They finally get the ball in A.J. Brown's hands. And Jalen Hurts had one of those games, which people who don't believe in him say, ah, you know, I don't care if I'm a fan of the Eagles. If I was, you know, we won a Super Bowl. That something counts for me. He can clutch throws, and he made some amazing throws in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl. But now they're in a rut. They got and it's the same kind of issue they had last year. They were able to navigate. Of course, last year, Saquon Barkley was rushing for 2,000 yards. Abe, they can't even get to first base with Saquon Barkley. Hurts made some terrible throws, and the tush push. I don't know where you fall on this. I was always cool with the tush push. I've always had the opinion, if you come up with something, build a better mousetrap, and somebody can't stop it, it's un-American to rule it out. Other teams, maybe because of the ego, hubris of other OCs, oh, we're not doing that, or maybe you don't have the horses or the offensive line or the athletes. I've always felt for the Falcons, short yardage has been one of our Achilles heels for years. Why wouldn't we try to come up with something like that? But if you don't run it legally, and that's where this thing has got to go.
Yeah.
Another offsides, which the refs don't call. Mm-hmm. If you're calling it the right way, you're pushing these guys 5 and 10 yards back, and the play goes away because they're not running it clean.
I don't remember this being an issue, and maybe that had to do with Jason Kelce being the center. I don't know. I don't remember before this year, Mike, where it was like, hey, man, they're jumping off sides and the ball hasn't been snapped. I don't remember that being a discussion. We saw that multiple times in the first 5 weeks of this season, and again, as you mentioned last night. And now it has become a situation where I'm like, if you can't officiate this play properly, maybe you do need to ban it. Right. Maybe you do need to get rid of it because you cannot allow these offensive linemen to just start pushing before the ball snapped. That certainly needs to be handled and called in that manner. The interesting thing for me is when you get to the Eagles, especially that offense, and you talk about this meeting, non-meeting, between the three big offensive guys, I thought they would come out and respond. And it's not like their offense was completely shut down, but I thought they would come out and respond. You know they're dealing with offensive line injuries, defensive line injuries. Mike, they looked flat. Like, they didn't look anything like a team that scares you in the NFC right now.
Right. This is a team that we felt a lot of emotions this week, and we're going to get into what Dave Archer thinks later this hour about Monday Night Football. But the Bills and the Eagles are the last teams that were undefeated. Across now, the Eagles are 4-2. But there's a feeling around town, at least talking to the guys today at the gym, talking to the listeners, you know, the text line, Abe. I don't know what you're hearing with Andy and Randy producing their show, but it just seems like we got to be perfect against Buffalo. You buy that? We got to be perfect to win this game.
I don't buy perfect, but you can't make game-changing mistakes. Like, I think turnovers, special teams, you need to clean some of that up. But and I just don't know how great – like, does this have to be your best effort of the season to beat Buffalo? I don't really hold them in that light. I don't think they're untouchable. With respect to the Patriots and Drake May and Mike Vrabel, like, if they can do it, I think we're better than the Patriots, personally.
Right.
I think we can do it.
Better skill positions. I mean, we've got a guy everyone knows, Bijan. Tyler Allgeier can start for any team in the NFL. I mean, you know, with the possible exception of maybe the Eagles with Saquon Barkley because they got a guy. But right now, imagine it was a conversation we were kind of talking about off the air. Imagine if the Chargers called us and they wanted Tyler Allgeier. That'd be a second rounder, please.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be the starting point for that conversation. And my season would have to be over before I'd even consider it. And the only way that happens is we'd have to lose the next couple of games before we get to the trade deadline the first week in November. I wouldn't trade him, but there is the argument you're not going to be able to retain him. Pitts wants to stay here. You'll hear our conversation with Kyle Pitts at 5. You've got a ton of players, which contracts are starting to come due as a second round, as a fifth round pick, I should say. You know, this is it. This is the last year we have Tyler Allgeier.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I'm not saying I wouldn't trade him because we're trying to make a run here with him, but he's a weapon. We can run the ball more effectively against Buffalo, and Buffalo struggles in the run game.
I think the way I view Tyler Allgeier, and obviously it hits home maybe a little bit more directly here, is Michael Turner, right? Like, Michael Turner was hidden out there behind, what was it, LaDainian Tomlinson. He comes here and just takes off as a lead back. And I feel like Allgeier absolutely, as you mentioned, could be a lead back in most of these cities. Hopefully they find a way to keep him. Like you said, Bijan's going to be coming up. Penix in a couple of years is going to be coming up. Drake London's contract. And what are you doing with Kyle Pitts? There's a lot of questions to be made there. I think Allgeier's got a lot more to offer than what we've maybe been able to let him showcase because of Bijan Robinson, and understandably so. They have one of the best back duos in the NFL. Like, there's just no way around it.
Right.
They do. And there's a very short list, right? You look maybe at what they have in Detroit to an extent. Even the Chicago Bears I like quite a bit. But I think you're in a good situation with your running backs, especially, and you mentioned this on the pre-show call. If Darnell Mooney's going to be hurt, Bijan Robinson could be used semi as a wide out, split out wide with Allgeier in the backfield. I think that creates some really difficult decisions for a Bills defense.
Right. I want to see more Pitts. I know guys like, why are you talking doing the Christopher Walken impression? I don't know. It just felt natural. I could use more Pitts. I need more Pitts. Hopefully we'll get it this Monday night. We'll be talking to Dave Archer. You heard the conversation. What he thinks is going to happen as part of the game plan. Also, guys, Sal Capaccio from WGR and DeGrade in Buffalo there. You know, that kind of Joe Pesci, that, you know, that kind of accent he used. It was I don't know what that was. Like, it was Chicago or Kansas City. Remember in Casino?
Yeah.
Everybody from like Rochester to the Rust Belt kind of has that voice. But anyway, Sal's going to tell us what they're thinking about Buffalo and their shot against us on Monday night. We come back, though, Daily Download, talk about what the Hawks are doing, also what happened in NLCS. It's Dukes and Bell. Abe is in today. And check us out, guys, on the Odyssey app. You can basically take us anywhere. Shenanigans and fun on a Friday.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, hanging out with Big Abe Gordon, and he's in for Carl. He'll be producing a very special edition, a mashup, if you will. Randy Mack, along with Carl and I, from Signia, going to be at the Nest, which is the really cool kick-ass sports bar they got on the fourth floor. Unbelievable, like, sort of patio overlooking Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Really is a neat scene on Northside. We'll be doing that show 11 to 3. And then I've got to entertain myself for 4 hours before the game. So, you know, and then sober up and then watch the game, be able to know what happens so I can, you know, disseminate it on Tuesday. Very difficult. Asking a lot.
I'm looking forward to it. Now, first off, I've never been to the Nest on 4. I've obviously walked by it. I see it. I've never actually been there for a show, so looking forward to that.
There's their own version of the Halo board. It's they get these it's a very neat build out for a sports bar, and we got a lot of friends over there doing a great job. But yeah, Signia, really cool. I know everybody, a lot of guys who work over there listen to the show. Love you guys, Andy, Randy, and the Steakhouse, and Morning Shift, and us. So and Chris as well. So yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you if you're in that neck of the woods. Make it brunch because we'll be out at 11. Make it a Bloody Mary. Get things cooking. I think start it off the right way. And then what are we doing afterwards? You got any responsibilities after that?
I'm going home.
I was going to say, because I was thinking of maybe making my way over to Park Bar and then go hit the tailgate, the B-103, you know, big, gigantic, wait for it shenanigans.
I don't want to sound like a loser here, Mike, but it's race week for me next week.
What race is that?
It's the ATL 10-miler.
Oh.
Yeah, it's race week.
Okay, so yeah.
We got to dial it in.
Well, can't you have some complex carbs and then you just burn it off? The body's a temple, no alcohol.
Trying to stay hydrated, man.
All right, man. I don't get running. I don't like running. Not like you.
Sure, no, I get it.
Runners tend to be, at least in my personal experience, and this isn't all runners, so bear with me if you are a runner, but many runners are pretentious. It's like the CrossFit thing. It's like a cult. It's like there's a joylessness to the running culture. From an outsider who's never experienced the runner's high.
You know what's crazy is I've actually never had a runner's high. I don't know if I don't run well enough to get a runner's high. I do know this. Like, to be fair, and I will openly admit, I do think taking, and I'm not that good of a runner, so that's why it's so dumb for me to take it as seriously as I do, is it does take away from certain aspects of my life. Like, I have to wake up early tomorrow morning to run. Instead of going out to the bar tonight to drink. Right. So, yeah.
Okay. Hey, man, this hour of Duke's about Wise Guy Pro Wash bring it to you. Pressure washing service is the best in town. I've heard Sandra talking about it. Get the job done with Wise Guys. We got Abe in for Carl, and now it's time to hit our daily download. Our exclusive interview with Raheem Morris. If you heard it yesterday, if not, we're going to play it for you. Dukes and Bell were out there, the only radio station live from Falcons headquarters. We were asking, big thing for me was, especially if you can go man-to-man against this Bills offense, what about A.J. Terrell and Darnell Mooney, Coach?
Mooney is still questionable. We'll find out what's going on there, what we're going to do there towards the end of the week. We'll find out if we can get away. We knew this would be a little uphill struggle anyway, especially when you get hurt the first day of camp. You miss a game, you finally get back. We knew this would be the opening part of it. We knew the risk of some of the soft tissue things, and here we are, right? So you deal with those things. Part of distraction, you're talking about being able to embrace. But Casey Washington stepped up in a major way. We feel really good about some of those things. Still got Ray. We still have a bunch of guys that can go out there and play for us, whether it be Red. And then, you know, talking about the other side of the ball, getting A.J. back after missing him after two games. I'm so proud of the guys that stepped up and played well for us, whether it was Alfred, whether it was Mike Hughes, you know, essentially assuming the number one, Billy Bowman being the young guy going out there playing the entire year for us. And I'm fired up. Like, you don't win with just one guy. You don't win with just a couple of guys, man. People got to step up and find those roles, and that was part of the bye week. That was part of the conversations and how it gets done. So that's awesome.
A couple of things on each side of the ball here, Mike, and you've talked about it, and we're going to hear back to what you guys had to say yesterday. Kyle Pitts is the guy that has stepped up the most for me on offense. I still think there's more we can get out of Ray McLeod, especially down the field, and we also do know about the relationship that Washington and Penix seem to have. I'd like to see that be explored a little bit more on Monday night. On defense, I was in real concern about this A.J. Terrell injury.
Me too.
I just thought they might fall apart a little bit without cover. I do think, obviously, the young safety, Xavier Watts, Billy Bowman, have stepped up. They have not collapsed. And now to get possibly, I mean, I don't know where you stand. I feel like A.J. Terrell is going to play Monday.
He was all trended
that way.
Sorry to cut you off. He was telling the media down the hallway that he felt 100%.
Yeah.
So even though there was a worry from the coaching staff, I don't think we're going to see Darnell Mooney conversely because he's been dealing with that hamstring.
Agreed.
That requires rest. One more cut from Coach Ra. Carl was basically saying, hey, man, we got to keep the Bills off the field. And Raheem basically paused and put his arms out like, ta-da, exactly, this coach.
You don't go out there and say you're going to stop Michael Jordan. You go out there and you stop Michael Jordan. But you stop Michael Jordan by the ways that you can, right? What's the best way to keep Michael Jordan from scoring? Keep him next to his coach.
Now, if only Michael would stay out, but Michael didn't because he was Michael Jordan. He'd be out there for 48 minutes if he could. But I get to what Ross saying. You know, in the case of the NFL, you can keep Josh Allen on the sideline.
A little more possessions over the course of a basketball game than football.
But the message, you get the idea. Keep the big guy, the number one guy off the field.
Well, and the thing is, and look, I've never been a time of possession guy, Mike, because I don't care how long you hold the ball if it results in three. If you score a touchdown in a minute 10, I'll take that every time. But this is an Atlanta Falcons offense that when running right, if they're not finding the explosive plays, can put a drive together. With the run game, all of that stuff, like you can look at this and say, we're going to limit Josh Allen's possessions because Bijan's going to roll, Tyler Algier's going to roll, and we're going to put together 12 play, 14 play, 80, whatever the yard drives are.
I wanted Buffalo to be undefeated, a little overconfident coming in. Not that it matters, but I mean, Sean McDermott will look at what the Patriots did and say, okay, we're going to try, you know, copycat league, we're going to try to implement some of the things that they did on defense, and hopefully they don't overcorrect. We'll ask Sal Capaccio, who covers Buffalo, about that coming up. Story two is, I need more Pitts. Yeah, man, here's Kyle Pitts. We had him in the show, and you're going to hear the entire interview at 5. And I said, man, we always joke around with Kyle. Are your ears burning? He's more mature. He's more responsible. He's a family man. Love talking to Kyle because he's loose. It's always funny. Abe guys are like, man, after all you guys say to Pitts, can't believe he talks to you. Yes, because he's a grown-up, and he realizes when you don't do well, you get criticized, fairly or unfairly, in the offense. Here's Pitts on being more productive this year.
Yeah, I would just say just doing my job, taking advantage of every opportunity given and, you know, making the most of it and getting vertical as quick as I can and, you know, trying to get to the end zone.
The other thing with Pitts is this is a contract year, and we've debated on our show I told Kyle yesterday, you provide us with a lot of content and a lot of discussion. But, you know, whether it was injury and he wasn't really right for a year and a half, You know, some bad. I'm never going to say I had terrible quarterbacks. I had terrible quarterbacks throwing the football. And then, of course, last year, Cousins, you know, the rug gets pulled out because Cousins leaves. And now it seems like I don't want him to leave if he keeps playing like this. Where you fall on now, again, it might not be financially, you know, plausible or possible to keep everybody in the,
that's where
in
I
the
fall.
Mix.
Yeah, yeah, and that's where I fall, is you have to decide, all right, if you're going to give Pitts more money, is he going to, one, recreate this year? Because you know how it sometimes contract year goes away and guys fall back into whatever. But also, who are you going to extend? Because you got an alpha wide receiver. You got an alpha running back. Ideally, you have an alpha quarterback. You've got some young pieces on the defensive line you might have to look at. And so you can only spread the money around so much. He'd have to have a real good year for you to consider that franchise tag. And I think that's part of the issue, is that the tight end money has gone so high.
Right.
I don't know if that's an option anymore.
And I asked Kyle about the contract year. Does he want to stay here?
100%. 100%. I definitely don't want to move. I love this team. I love the city. And, you know, I love this organization. And it's a very much family environment.
All right, man. Story number three. It's a bad night in Philadelphia. They're just awful people, awful, awful people, Abe. And again, this was just glorious to watch now how do you fix it? I know last year they went through that soap opera, but how do you fix it if you're Philadelphia right now? Because this thing is it's not just a trend, it's everything's wrong with that offense.
The baseball offense that scored one run?
Well, no.
Or the football offense?
We'll start with the Eagles, and we'll get to the Phillies. But, yeah, either way.
You've got so many weapons on that offense, and it didn't work. I don't understand it. You ran for under 80 yards, and that includes Jalen Hurts' yards. That's not good enough. Saquon was all world, all everything last year. This year it's not getting done. We know about the anger, frustration, whatever's going on with A.J. Brown. I think ultimately it probably comes down to the offensive line, though, doesn't it? You're dealing with a couple of injuries. You're dealing with a couple of guys that have either retired or moved away to a different team over the past 2 years, and it's just not as dominant. And they don't really have any other variables. Like, either the offensive line has been dominant and they've been able to impose their will offensively, or you're now asking Jalen Hurts to do what many fans were concerned he wasn't, and that is be that difference maker, make the players around him better. And I'll be honest, as much as he's been good and has won you Super Bowl, I don't know if he's that guy.
Kellen Moore, guys, of course, left to take on the Saints job. So now it's Kevin Petullo, who's got to figure this out.
Yeah, and coordinators, too. Good point.
And as Kellen Moore, look, they went through the soap opera with A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown basically saying, what meeting? We didn't really have a meeting with Saquon and Jalen Hurts. It's like, well, it was reported. They've been talking about it up in Philly. And then we mentioned earlier, Orion Kirkering's got the entire offseason. Maybe don't show your face in Philly, because not realizing there were two outs, he tries inexplicably to get the out at home instead of the easy play at first base. Throws it past Real Muto, and it's the strangest walk-off win. And the Dodgers now, they've got a closer they can't use, Abe, because he's got an injury, a nasty, icky kind of injury. And we'll talk about the NLCS coming up. But it was fun to watch Philly take it in the shorts. Hey, guys, the Daily Download brought to you by Akins Ford, where the end-of-the-year deals start now again at Akins Ford. We'll come back with Dave Archer, thanks for the keys to Monday Night Victory.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, man, we're going to hear from Dave Archer in just a second about keys to victory on Monday night. Real quick, a couple guys taking issue with Abe, like I take issue with Abe on many subjects. We were talking earlier about Abe, his Spartan-like dedication to his running. Got a 10-miler coming up. Brandon Caldwell hits us up on Twitter. Follow me at MikeBellATL. What's your Twitter handle, by the way?
It's just at Abe Gordon.
There you go. That's simple and elegant. Guy says, damn, Abe, got a drink to come out, hang out? Come on, man, you can't just break bread.
Not right now. After the, I mean, it's race week.
This is the same guy that didn't you? Somebody told me you brought like some kind of healthy snack to watch a fight party or something.
I went to I do keto, Mike.
Somebody said you brought some mush to like a fight party.
It wasn't a fight party. I went to Joe Patrick's to watch a fight. I didn't get a chance to eat before I came, so I brought and I'll have them in a little bit when I go eat next segment. I have salami sticks. Pork rinds and cottage cheese.
You know what?
All keto friendly, guys.
I give up. Anyway, three more hours of this with Abe, and we'll get to we'll peel off more layers of the onion or not. Hey, Dave Archer joined us earlier in the week. We wanted you guys to hear it because we've been talking about it all week. We'll start with Arch because, hey, how do you stop Josh Allen?
Well, I know you're going to have to bring your pads. This guy's 6'5", 240 pounds. He's as big as anybody we're going to have on the field other than defensive tackles. So if I'm Jalen Walker coming off the edge, this guy's about the same size I am. So. You better get ready. It's a different animal, literally. I mean, we've faced guys that can move around the first 4 weeks of the season, but this guy's different. It's almost as though if you're going to rush four at this guy, he's looking to run. And it's part of it's not a called run, but it almost is kind of the second piece of the play. When he drops the throw, if you give him a lane, he realizes on first and second down, hey, I'm going to go get five. I'm going to go get seven. Maybe I'm going to go get 10 and get a first down. And he's different in that way from other guys where I think he looks to run in early down situations almost as if it's part of the offense.
Arch, when you talk about the Bills' defense, they've got a pretty good one. We were talking about these numbers earlier. We are pretty good ourselves, and I don't think we're getting the credit or the love we deserve quite yet, and that's fine. But, you know, statistically, we're both top 10 when you talk about total defense, and then you start talking about, you know, us against the pass. But the one area where they're not as good is stopping the run. Let's talk a little bit about this, and that's something I think we can attack them on Monday night.
Yeah, I'd like to think so, Carl. You'd like to be able to think that you can get after them in the run game. The thing that's nice about our numbers is we're pretty good against both. Sometimes when you're weak in one area, then it changes and skews the numbers against the pass. The reason they're pretty good against the pass is teams haven't had to throw it against them. They've been able to run it. I think that the one thing that gets lost and how good both teams are defensively, and I don't want to take any of the kudos away from our defense. Our defense has held four consecutive opponents, and I challenge anybody to go find a stretch where Atlanta's defense has held four consecutive opponents under 300 yards of offense.
Right.
That's what they've done. That's incredible. That's league-leading type stuff, and that's why they're number one in the league right now. But the piece that's lost is these are the number one and two teams in the league in time of possession. Buffalo's number one, Atlanta's number two. And if you're an offense, if you're a defense that's only on the field for 25, 26 minutes, your numbers are going to look pretty good. So that's the part that's lost in this, is how good both teams have been at possessing the ball. The thing that Buffalo's done better than Atlanta is they've finished drives in the red zone with touchdowns. That's why they're averaging about 32, 33 points a game. Atlanta's not been that good in the red zone. That has to change on Monday night.
I believe, Carl, we should all go under. Over-under, by the way, right now is about 49, 48 and a half. So for you gamblers out there, I think Arch just gave you some secret sauce. Dave Arch is with us here. Part of the thing with the defense is don't let them, the Bills, get the ball at the 50. What does Marquise Williams have to do to tighten up special teams? Because teams has given up too many big returns. Is it because they're so banged up, Arch?
No, I think that, you know, there's just different, you're seeing, there's so much difference in opinion and maybe philosophy on how to return kicks, Mike, that it's interesting that I think we've had like one weekend we're really good, one weekend we're not very good. So I think it's still a feeling out process. I think that from an injury standpoint, I mean, I think we're as healthy as we can be. Obviously, A.J. Terrell is going to be back on the field for you. He's not going to play special teams, but he'll be back out there. But so I think you're going to feel as good as you can. It'll be interesting to see where Buffalo is. Ed Oliver has missed everything other than the first game. He's their really good defensive tackle that's been a really good player. He's the guy that made the play against Derrick Henry in that opening day game where he raked the ball out and ultimately led to that great comeback for Buffalo in that opening day game. He's been out since the first week of the season. Matt Milano, their outstanding linebacker, has been banged up. They've had some issues with some of their corners. So it'll be interesting to see what strength they're at defensively. But from a special team standpoint, I just think it's the ebb and flow, Mike, of trying to figure out this dynamic kickoff. And I'm using the air quotes on dynamic. It's funny how we come up with little names for each one of the things. But I think we're still trying to feel that one out.
Yeah. Arch, talk to us about what the difference was, in your opinion, with what we saw offensively from the worst game to arguably one of our best against the Commanders. Did we change a whole lot, or was it simply execution? What did you think the difference was?
Well, I think it's never one specific thing, right, Carl? But you touched on some of the stuff. Execution certainly is a big part of it. I think it was Richmond or John McKay said, "I'm all for it." Execution.
Yes.
So, we didn't execute very good in the game against Carolina. Did a much better job of that. I thought that Zach came up with some pretty cool nuances too. I thought some of the stack formations that utilized Bijan Robinson out in the formation where you went 21 personnel. We'd seen a lot of 12, which is a one back, two tight ends. We saw that against how that paid dividends against Minnesota. Kind of flipped it around where you had Bijan and Tyler on the field at the same time. And so now you're having to stop a guy that's essentially a one running back, a number one running back in Tyler Algier. And now you've got a guy that's dynamic out in space like Bijan Robinson, who can catch the ball like a wide receiver. That created some problems for Washington. They didn't know how to handle it. They didn't know whether to zone it off or to man it. And no matter what they chose, it was wrong. Now, I thought he did a good job with some of the stack formations with Kyle Pitts and with Drake London, where we got that early catch. Remember, Kyle makes the catch on the corner route early on in the game because of Washington was unable to sort that out.
Right.
Now we're going to see a little bit different coverage from this Buffalo team. Buffalo's going to want to try to disguise, make it look a one-high look, and then they're going to rock back and try to play some of that umbrella stuff or Tampa 2 or cover 4. So it'll be interesting to see how much that potentially Michael could sort out and get the football to right people. But I thought Zach did a really good job of creating matchup problems for Washington with some of those stacked looks with two and three receivers.
Dave Archer joins us from the set of Grand Theft Auto here on Dukes and Bell. What about Kyle Pitts?
You heard that, though.
What about
somebody chasing Mike Bell down the road in the
backfield?
No.
What about it? You know, because we said if Mooney's not up to being really 100% or up to snuff, can Pitts have a larger role? I know you mentioned the formations, but it seems like Pitts is just – there's touchdowns to be gotten in the red zone with him.
Well, you know, we've certainly got to convert, Mike. You're exactly right. We need to convert down in the red zone. I think Kyle's been very much involved other than down in the red zone. And in all honesty, nobody's been involved in the red zone. I mean, we finally got some guys to catch the football down there and get in the end zone. Drake got his first touchdown. And so you got four different guys score touchdowns. I mean, that's the diversity you're looking for. And how difficult is that to prepare for, where four different guys can touch you down in the red zone for touchdowns? So, yes, Kyle needs to be more involved, no question about it. But I would say that everybody needs to be a little bit more involved down there, and that's maybe where you felt like you got to a little bit last week with the Washington game, putting the points on the board that you did, and get a number of guys involved down in that area. But I think Casey Washington is a guy that's going to continue to emerge as a guy that's going to be able to make plays. I don't think we can hold our breath on Darnell Mooney. I just don't know where he is. One, from a health standpoint. Two, from an attention to detail standpoint on some of the routes that he's run when he has been in there. I'm okay with Casey Washington playing, to be honest with you.
I am too. And I think Casey's done a really good job even going back to camp. We're talking with Dave Archer. He is the analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. A couple more things, Arch, before we let you go. It is Monday night. It always feels big, right, with Monday night. We got these primetime games, and I was saying to Mike, it's imperative that we play well to get the country, you know, to give the rest of the country a look at what we already know about this team. I still think we have a very good team, despite the Carolina thing. That was one blip on the radar. I just feel like we got to have a really good showing Monday night, and it always feels big.
There's no question, and the players know it, Carl, that, you know, you're the eyes of the entire league, other than I know it's two games on Monday night, so right. There'll be two teams that will be preparing to play a little bit later than we do that weekend or on Monday. But for the most part, everybody's watching. The nation's watching Monday Night Football, and so you know that as a player. But that's beside the point. What you're looking for is some consistency, Carl, and you're looking for the consistency of playing the way you did last Sunday against Washington, where you played solid defense when you're on the field, were able to win on third down. I mean, Washington was 1-for-8 on third down. They did make a couple of fourth down conversions, so 3-for-10 in all on third on a conversion situation. That's what you're looking for from a defensive standpoint. And then the explosive plays. You had big explosive plays in the game that led to four different guys scoring touchdowns for you. That's what you're looking for. And if the nation takes notice, then so be it. I don't really care about that. I just like to see us be as, you know, consistent offensively as we kind of thought we were going to be coming in. Remember, the conversation was, hey, this team's going to really be good on offense. We don't know where we're going to get on defense. And it's been a little bit of the opposite. You know, you've been pretty good on defense, and you kind of were been inconsistent on offense. So you want to try to square that away to where every Sunday you're a formidable problem on both sides of the ball.
Great stuff with our man Dave Archer. Joins us every week right here on Dukes and Bell. And again, you'll hear him and Wes. You got to get in on this, Abe. Wes Drew
and
Wes Durham. We'll have the call. Pre-game, guys, starts right when we get off the air at 3, and you'll have all the fun, wait for tailgate, all the shenanigans, and then Arch and Wes with the call. This hour of Dukes and Bell with Abe filling in, brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. Not a bad idea. A lot of folks doing it now in the burbs, letting the other guys hang the lights. I know. I'm not dealing with those spiders that are out there hanging the lights.
Those Joros don't bother you. Come on, you're a big, tough fella.
Dude, I was at my neighbor's. We walk the dogs around the lake every morning, do about 2.5 miles. And I walked right into this spider web yesterday. I made a noise. It was very unmanly. Because I had, like, the spider was, like, literally by my eyeball. And I was like,
yeah.
Just, I mean.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Totally wigged out, because I don't do spiders.
So,
man.
Obviously, I hate to sound like, you know, one of those people. I'm talking about running again here, but you're dealing with the same. I run through spider webs maybe twice a run based on where my route is. It takes like 20 seconds to get, like, because you start feel. I don't know if they're actually
it's psychosomatic. You feel the web. You feel the itch.
I feel the web. It's never the spider. I'm never worried about the spider, but I'm just trying to get the web off of me. I feel like I'm just pulling my own arm hairs out.
Yeah, yeah, just nasty. Hey, man, Atlanta United season is winding down, mercifully. Be sure to join Jason Longshore every Tuesday night for Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Jason's got you covered all season long on the latest Atlanta United news, plus keeping tabs on international soccer as well, and there's plenty of amazing stories there. That's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer, Tuesday nights on 92.9 The Game, and available the next day at the Off the Woodwork podcast on Odyssey. Just real quick, had not talked about United for a while now. How's Garth Lagerwey doing? Because we have not talked to Garth. I know he's been got the news about the cancer diagnosis, battling cancer as we speak.
Yeah, I don't have a ton of specifics. I know what's been made public is that he has rejoined the team. I do not know in what capacity, although it is very limited. But he is through the first phase of his treatment. And obviously, like you said, we're all hoping and wishing Garth a healthy return. Tough season for Garth individually, personally, but for the team on the field. It's been a rough go. Yeah. It's almost over.
Never thought Miggy would be this bad. Never thought Miggy would.
It was a concern. It was a concern that people remember what he was and were. Mike, of all the sports, and I think we've gotten a little misconstrued because of a guy like Messi, because of a guy like Ronaldo. The soccer prime is so short. Like, compared to any other sport, it's probably shorter. Your athletic prime is probably shorter in soccer than any other sport.
Yeah,
any team sport.
You know, it's funny. I guess maybe just too close to it and having such great memories.
I think that's a lot of it.
Always feeling that he was kind of miscast at Newcastle and they didn't understand how to use him. And then you realize he ain't got it. Anyway, Abe knows his soccer, man. Knows his football. We'll talk about the NFL. This could be the game that finally does kill the tush push. It gets to a point where, and the other thing is, why aren't the refs calling it? If there's offsides, I mean, the way to basically take this away is to simply call the game the way it's supposed to be called. How is the line judge missing? We'll get into that. There's a lot of folks feeling that Jackson Dart should have been back on the field last night. And coming up next hour, we're going to talk to our buddy. I haven't talked to him in a while. Mark Schlabaugh covers college football for ESPN. Great article on the history of Auburn and Georgia. Get his take on, is there a ceiling for the Georgia Bulldogs this year? That'll be in about a half hour's time, right here on 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on What You Need to Know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.